folks, and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. And as always, we love hearing from you. Comments, stories, ideas, get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. Ride along, as always, my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart.
Back from another trip, you are.
I am. I went on my annual girls trip. There's four of us gals that take it to the skies and head somewhere. This year, we were Arizona bound, and we found our way to Sedona, Arizona. And I just want to throw that out there. For those of you that have never been to Sedona, there is something for everyone, and it doesn't matter what age you are. Great destination. Loved it.
And this time of year was kind of interesting because it did get real warm for you, but then it cooled off considerably at night, right?
Well, that's what was crazy. We flew into Phoenix Mesa, that area, and it was 102 degrees. And then just driving only 2 hours up to Sedona, it dropped down to around 80, 85. It was perfect, beautiful weather. We did a lot of great hikes. I think one day alone, we did an 8-mile round trip hike. That was, we felt really proud of ourselves after that one. Let's put it that way. But there is great food choices, just beautiful, gorgeous views no matter where you look, as well as some great shopping. And for the first time ever, other than, of course, we live in a cabin already, I had set us up to stay in a tiny home. So yes, that was really fun. We stayed at the Pines Resort in Sedona, which was a tiny home, and it had a queen bed with a full bathroom and a full kitchen, like everything we needed, plus a living room. And then the second bedroom was connected with a patio to another little tiny home. So I got to experience tiny home living, and us girls, we loved it. We said if we were ever to go back, we would stay there again.
So was that an Airbnb?
No, I actually booked it through hotels.com.
Okay, so it was legit just like a bigger hotel room, aka tiny home.
Yes, it's just that's how that resort was set up. It was all tiny homes. They even had their own miniature golf course. They had a restaurant.
Oh, so it was kind of like a resort.
It was a resort.
Oh, it was a resort.
It had a pool,
I wasn't on
hot
the trip,
tub.
So how would I know?
It had a 21 and over hot tub that stayed open later at night. You know, it was a great time. I do recommend checking out Sedona if you ever have a chance.
Well, this is one of those trips over gifts. You say that all the time. So kudos to you and to Dee and Marty and Katie, for the four of you, that this is your second annual trip. So is this going to be a third annual next year?
Of course it is. Perfect. We just don't know where we're heading. You know us girls. It takes us till probably about July to figure out where we're going next.
And guess who's staying home?
Hey, you do a great job.
Blah, blah,
by
blah.
The way, those of you that have been thinking about heading to Las Vegas, I did want to throw this tip at you because Las Vegas is attempting to woo locals with steep discounts as out-of-towners are skipping Sin City. Locals are seeing steep discounts on hotel stays. We're talking waived parking fees and resort fees, which is huge. So here's my tip. If you have family or friends in Nevada with a Nevada ID and you have a really good relationship with them, you might want to consider having them book your stay and then adding your name so you're able to check in. Just a thought. Now heading to Missouri, where authorities have confirmed that a black bear was responsible for the tragic death of a camper in Newton County, Arkansas. That's the Ozarks. 60-year-old Max Thomas of Springfield, Missouri, was camping alone at Sam's Throne Campground in the Ozark National Forest late last week. Thomas had been sleeping in an open-air cot completely exposed when he was attacked overnight. Family members grew concerned after not hearing from him for several days. Before communication stopped, Thomas had sent them a photo of a black bear lurking near his campsite. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission initially suspected a bear due to the nature of his injuries and signs at the scene. Now it has been confirmed. Using Thomas's photo and trail camera set up after the incident, officials tracked down and euthanized the bear believed to be responsible. This is a rare and tragic reminder of the risks of camping in bear country, especially this time of year, and you need to have proper protection. This marks, by the way, the second Missouri fatal bear attack in a month after 25 years without any. Staying on the same theme, according to Outdoor Life, an elk hunter in southeastern British Columbia, Canada, is lucky to be alive after a serious encounter with a grizzly bear near Fort Steele last Thursday. Authorities say the man, whose name hasn't been released, was critically injured after a sow grizzly, believed to be protecting her cubs, attacked him. The hunter had been using elk calls, which officials believe may have unintentionally drawn the bear family to his location. The man reportedly got off one shot during the attack, but it's unclear if the bear was hit. Due to the severity of his injuries, officials haven't been able to speak with him yet. He was airlifted to Colonel General Hospital, where he is now listed in stable condition. Conservation officers have used thermal drones and helicopters to search the area, but found no sign of the bear afterward. The investigation is ongoing with the help from predator attack specialists and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. The town of Fort Steele lies approximately 60 miles north of the Canadian border and not far from the town of Whitefish and nearby Glacier National Park in northwest Montana. Officials say elk season is currently in full swing in the region, reminding hunters and outdoor enthusiasts to stay alert in grizzly country. Stay safe out there, all of you. Now, we're going to take a short break. We have a topic coming up that affects every one of us in our life, and it's not going away anytime soon. Stay where you are. You're listening to The Ben Show. Get ready for this, an unforgettable experience at Cattlemen's Week 2025 Annual Pheasant Hunt, hosted by Jorgensen Land and Cattle. November 20th through the 23rd at the Lazy J Grand Lodge in Ideal, South Dakota. Enjoy world-class pheasant hunting while building connections and sharing insights with fellow cattlemen, women, and industry professionals. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or brand new to the sport, there's something for everyone. Register online at ranchchannel.com or jorgensenfarms.com. Mark your calendars for Cattlemen's Week 2025. Camaraderie, conversation, and pheasant hunting at its finest.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs, wishing you and yours a safe and successful hunting season.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one: Medora Boot and Western Wear.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. AI. You've heard about it? AI. Well, we're going to talk about it because we don't want you to be afraid of it anymore. And we want you to all jump on board and start using it, because you may not have realized you've been using it actually for years.
Google.
Yes.
Hello, Google. Or if you notice, if you're on your social media, like I'm going to pick on Facebook, and Instagram is the same way. If you look at certain things, that's what pops up in your feed, right?
Algorithms are reading and following
AI's
what you like.
AI's been around for a long time.
That's the thing. Artificial intelligence, it's not just for the tech experts, the coders, or Silicon Valley. In fact, AI is already helping everybody in everyday life solve everyday problems. And that's why we're going to talk about it. I have an example for you, by the way. If you hadn't realized, even the younger generation, you might want to check your
They're
kids.
They're all using it.
Smartphones. I'm telling you, you might want to check their smartphones. I was driving in a vehicle the other week with my brother and two of my nephews who are in high school, and the topic came up because it was asked if Tigger and I use AI, and right away I said, yes, we do. We do tend to use ChatGPT, and my nephews right away both chimed in and said, yeah, we have it on our phones, where my brother was surprised, and he goes, what?
But your brother doesn't have Facebook either. And I think that's why he was so surprised.
Correct. He uses Snapchat only, but he's one of those that stays away from all the other social medias out there. Well, anyway, they flipped it open. He said, well, what is this ChatGPT? You know, my one nephew opened up his phone. He said, here, Dad, talk into it and ask it a question. And what he asked him, how to saddle a horse. it came back with an unbelievable step-by-step description of how to do so. And my brother...
Was it accurate?
He conceded it was extremely accurate. He was surprised how accurate it was. So there you go. So if you've been feeling hesitant or even afraid of AI, you're not alone. But the truth is, learning how to use it doesn't have to be intimidating. You just have to have the right mindset and a few simple tools, and you can start making your life easier today. I'm telling you. Like I mentioned, Tigger and I both use this. Now, Tigger, for you, ChatGPT or any other AI tool has come in extremely helpful when it comes to writing emails.
Oh, for me, yeah, because I tend to get long-winded. Imagine that.
You tend to write the way you talk.
Well, that's how I grew up. And nowadays, you're not supposed to do that. You're just supposed to get to the point, like with emails, because you can get a text and a message and a Snapchat and all this other stuff. Here I go, carrying on, right? Mm-hmm. And I tended to do that in my emails, and you were getting after me and saying, don't do that. I'm talking like business emails, right? You're doing proposals or communication or anything like that, and you were cut to the chase. And you showed me how to use ChatGPT in this case, which is just one platform of how to take that statement and rewrite it in a way.
And the thing is we're not going and copying and pasting what AI comes back with.
It's an idea.
It's an idea. It's a way to rethink what you were thinking, but in a more concise and easily understood way of explaining something.
And I couldn't believe how accurate everything was. I was kind of surprised by that.
So how might you be able to use AI just to start out with? Be very beginner friendly. I'm going to put it this way.
So what would be the platform to use in the example you're going to give?
I'm going to say for right now, because it's easy and everyone knows the name ChatGPT.
Okay, so ChatGPT, got it.
And the reason why I like it is because there's not a lot of fluff and other things to get confused about, okay?
Yeah, there's like one box and you type in it and that's it.
Exactly. And however you talk to AI is how it's going to respond. So you can have it be as personal or impersonal as you want it to be. But here's the easiest way to just start off using it. What's one problem we all deal with all the time? Weekly meals. What to make for supper, right? Well, instead of scrolling through endless recipe ideas.
And that's what I was doing all the time.
Yeah, that's what you were doing. You could simply go and tell ChatGPT, make me a meal plan and keep it under $75. I mean, that's how crazy you can get it.
Use ingredients. These are my ingredients that I have. What should I? And
yes.
I did this exact thing when you were on vacation, when I grabbed some fish for the air fryer and I was trying to find some different recipes. And I was going on Google and I was searching and I was looking at this. And finally, it dawned on me, just go to ChatGPT, because it takes all of that time out of watching YouTube videos and looking at this and deciding what I want to use. And boom, there it was.
Because you know what else I liked about it? It didn't give you all the pictures. It just told you verbatim
step by step of what to do. Awesome.
I know. It is unbelievable. Another trick I've done is I've looked in the fridge. How many of us have literally stood there staring at the fridge of what's in it? And I've gone to ChatGPT and typed in, I have eggs, wilting spinach, a half-used onion, and maybe some shredded cheese. What can I cook tonight? You'll be surprised in how creative.
And not just an omelet or a quiche.
Yeah.
I mean, we literally did this.
Yeah. And we couldn't get over the recipes. It shot back us 5 different ideas. So that's why I'm saying start slow. Start with low risk everyday tasks in order to get comfortable with using AI, like making a grocery list, writing a polite email like Tigger needed help with.
How to saddle a horse.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, that was, if you say that was accurate. And what's interesting, like in the other show that we have that focuses a lot on cattle production, we'll ask ChatGPT very, very, very specific questions. I was blown away of how accurate it really was.
Now, I will say you do need to really watch and check some of the things that chat sometimes will throw back, or AI will, because it's still a learning in process, right? You can't take it verbatim and believe it is like the news. You know, I just read it and that's what's actually real in life.
Right.
You have to use a little common sense with it. And also, if you are going to be putting anything out there to publish, you really need to not do copy and paste.
You can't. That's plagiarism.
There you go. So, but it helps you get your thoughts, helps you get organized. You can even throw into ChatGPT a list of things that you need to accomplish this week, and it will come back like almost like an assistant would and help you organize your week.
Prioritize things. But ChatGPT isn't the only program. There are many, 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 many other free programs based on what you want to do. If you want to create a funny meme or a picture, or it's not just for graphic designers, but I mean, if you want to voiceover, which I personally don't like, obviously, for obvious reasons, but you can go to these different sites and they will create a voiceover for a commercial. I don't like that. I like the actual human of you and I doing it. But.
Well, and I will go and list a number of these safe places that you can go and use to start trying it out at and just kind of have some fun, you know, just kind of explore because it's not going anywhere. We're at a stage in life where you have to accept it and learn to work with it. I'm just going to put it that way. That's the reality that we're in right now. But give it a try and then ask, if nothing else, if you're still sitting there looking at AI and you're wondering what to put in there, just ask AI to teach you. And guess what? It'll prompt and it will probably say an unbelievable nice message of, hey, these are topics to maybe start playing with in AI, and it'll teach you how to use it.
Well, it'll teach you not to make the same mistake again. Because yes. I asked that where I would do something specific and then it was, tell me the reason why that you're doing this. And I would read through it and, okay, that makes all the sense in the world. It's extremely efficient. It has saved so much time for somebody like me that's just trying to put it together perfectly, right?
And then now that we're in a world that's very, how do I say it? Time is of the essence, and we like to be short, concise, and to the point. That's just how life is these days.
As you and I carry on right now about AI, but I think that's the thing. It's here to stay. It's not going away. I mean, that's the thing. And the kids are using it. They can teach us things too.
Hey, that's just a great conversation starter. Great conversation starter. All right, we're going to take a short break. We come back, we've got more of The Ben Show. This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the Shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to The Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist. Welcome back to The Ben Show. Over the break, we had a text message from Bob down in Ohio, and he said, what about the AI stories we hear in the news when we're talking about this last week? In case you hadn't heard about it, there were some Robin Williams videos being resurfaced around that were created with AI, as well as Dolly Parton was in the news of having been sick and it got blown out of proportion. I mean, one of the images that was shared all over was Reba McEntire supposedly sitting beside Dolly Parton's bedside in a hospital, where Dolly Parton ended up coming on TV live going, that is AI. That is not the truth. I am okay. I am not that sick. And I think that's where a lot of people get scared.
And I think you just need to Take it as you're comfortable with learning to use some of these different tools.
Well, and that's the other side of where I say it's very important for you to not, how do I say, be an ostrich and put your head in a hole and think it's going to go around and you don't have to learn about it. You do need to learn about it so that you can pick out images and video and know that that was AI generated.
I was an ostrich for a long time. I was an ostrich.
I had to beat you.
Imagine that, because I am not going to use this, because I would get mad and I would get upset that people would create these false images, and you hear of all these horror stories. That's the hard thing, is you're hearing all of the bad stuff, none of the good stuff. So you were saying, okay, instead of getting so upset about everything, you really need to start learning what AI is and all of these different tools. And that really helped me of not necessarily embracing it, but just using it at my comfort level.
Exactly.
Which is very a beginner basis.
Yes. Tigger, I would say you are still at the very beginner basis. I use it the reason why I say Tigger's at the beginner.
Yeah, pick your words wisely.
It's because I'm the one that's creating content, creating yes. videos, doing all kinds of other such AI tools.
So how many people are going to go now and are going to find my image and put it on an ostrich and I'm
exactly.
in the sand?
Exactly.
Go ahead. Send them to Beck.
I should do that. I should make
a meme like that. If you want to roast me, go
but
ahead.
But I'm telling you, though, you're better off to being educated and aware and just learning, because it's not going anywhere. So yep. learn how to start picking out what is fake versus real. That's a big part of it. And another thing with AI, because it's also taking over with the phones, you're hearing people's voices, you know, being used. And I'm going to bring this up as a safety factor. If you've never done this, now is the time to have that safe word with your friends and family. Okay.
That's a great idea.
Especially with the grandparents. I'm going to put it that way. Have the discussion with even your kids that are young. I mean, we're talking elementary. I've heard of stories of elementary age kids that thankfully they had a safe word, say it was banana, and the mom was able to, on a phone call, go, wait a second,
that's not
my child knows to use the word banana.
I think that's important of what you said. Talk to your parents, your grandparents, mm-hmm. Because they are just like me. They're scared of these things that are happening. They're nervous. I mean, there's all kinds of these phishing scams that are going on and all this kind of stuff. And instead of being scared of it, you need to kind of confront it and be aware of it. And I think that's what we're trying to do.
Yes, exactly. All right, let's change gears. I got another topic I want to talk about. From wild rides to world titles, women bronc riders are rewriting the rodeo rule book. And they're doing it with grit, guts, and a whole lot of heart. Riders like Terp Forge, who flew in from Australia this year and won gold at the Cheyenne Frontier Days on just 3 hours of sleep, are proving that this sport isn't just for the boys. It's been less than a decade since women were welcomed back into rough stock competitions after nearly 90 years of exclusion, originally sparked by a tragic accident in 1929. But these modern cowgirls aren't just here for the show. They're serious athletes competing in one of the most dangerous events out there. They ride what they rope in using ranch saddles instead of the typical rodeo gear, and often spend more than what they win. Yet, despite the bruises and empty pockets, they keep showing up. Why? Because they love it. So next time you see a woman riding high on a bucking bronc, remember, she's not just breaking barriers, she's making history. Now, on the same topic, I wanted to bring up ringing in 2026 in true Western lifestyle at Leather and Lace, a New Year's rodeo and party. Watford City, North Dakota will come alive on New Year's Eve with a one-of-a-kind celebration featuring that grit, glamour, and good times. This high-energy rodeo showcase includes bull riding and women's bronc riding, as well as bullfighting. We'll keep you on the edge of your seats. We, Tigger and Beck, are excited to be returning for our third year announcing and spinning the tunes. And we wanted to invite you to ring in the New Year's with us afterwards with a live band and packed dance floor.
I can't believe you're bringing this up at the tail end of the program.
I know.
I would have lost my mind at the beginning. You're like, oh, I got to rein him in because he's all excited. No, this is really cool, because you want to talk about the girls bringing it. They are bringing it. And these lady bronc riders, you described it perfectly. They are about as tough as I've ever seen.
And these gals come in from all over the country. We have been lucky enough. This is the third year they've been having the leather and lace on New Year's. And this is our third year announcing and spinning the tunes. And the Lady Ranch Bronc riding is the highlight.
Absolutely.
Sorry, boys, that are the bull riders and the bullfighters. These gals, they're the ones that get the crowds out of their seats.
And for very good reason, when they're getting on all this thunder and there's hair flying everywhere, and it's an awesome time, y'all.
We'll talk a bit more about this as we get closer to the New Year's, but for right now, put this on your calendar. New Year's Eve, Watford City, North Dakota. Leather and Lace, a New Year's rodeo and party. All right, folks, we're going to call this show wrapped. Remember to keep sending in any questions you might have if you know of something spot-worthy for us to share, as well as your area's field reports. I love seeing the trophies that are being harvested this year. That number again is 305-900-2363. Call or text again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this episode or want to hear past shows, you can find them all on the website, TheBendShow.com, and be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Bend Show YouTube channel. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along. Whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.